ship was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. Well, sure ain't much, but it's all we've got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who'll start the bid on the old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. And he cried out,
one, give me $1, who'll make it two? Only $2, who'll make it three? Now that's a good price. Who's gonna bid for me? Raise up your hand now, don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Who's got for just $1 more
to bid on this song? The sun was setting low. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin, then he tightened up the strings. Oh, then he played out a melody pure and sweet, sweet. With a voice that was quiet and low, he said, what should I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with a bow, with a bow. Then he cried out,
one, give me $1,000, who'll make it two? Only $2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, now that's a good price. Who's gonna bid for me? And the people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand.
But the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. You know, there's many a man with his life out of tune, battered and scarred with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like that old violin. But then the master comes, and that old foolish crowd that never understands the worth of a soul and a change that is wrought just by the one touch of the master's hand.
Who'll make it two? Only 2,000. Who'll make it three? 3,000 twice. Now that's a good price. Who's gonna bid for me? The people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand.
Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, was the touch
of the master.